It's time now for a Houston Texans Bullpen Blitz with Nick Scherfield.
Thanks for checking out the Bullpen Blitz. This is Nick Scherfield of HoustonTexans.com. I'll be coming at you right here every Tuesday and Friday. We'll catch up with a different guest or two every episode, take a look at the Texans, the NFL, and whatever else might come up. It's Tuesday, August 3rd. The Texans are 5 days into training camp. There's no shortage of developments on the field, whether it's the kicker competition, Owen Daniels' health status, Andre Johnson's contract situation, which seems to be going over smoothly, by the way. But one of the other interesting things about camp is that a lot of national media will come through and check in on the Texans. We're actually going to get to an interview right now with Chris Mortensen, ESPN senior analyst who covers the NFL. Mortensen's making his way around the country on a tour bus visiting teams around the league, and the Texans were his second stop after Dallas. I got a chance to get on the bus with Mort on Saturday to spend a few minutes talking about the Texans. Inside the bus with Chris Mortensen doing your ESPN tour around training camp. Thank you for the time today. What are your impressions of this team here? You're down here just for a little bit, talk to some players and coaches.
I thought the Houston Texans were going to make the playoffs last year. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of Texans fans thought so, too. And maybe if Owen Daniels hadn't been hurt, maybe they would have pulled it off. But, I mean, when you look at the Texans, you see a team that's been building for a while. Even if you go back to the early expansion drafts, you can see there was a good foundation put into place. And now, like everybody else, there's no secret. They just have to learn how to win the close games. Mm-hmm. And win the close games, they're going to the playoffs. I mean, you know, they have some elite players, you know, with like Andre Johnson and Matt Schaub and D'Amico Ryans and Mario Williams. And, you know, the offensive line, I think, is interesting. The running back depth is kind of a – that's one of the big stories with Foster and right. See if Steve Slayton can come back. And Ben Tate of Auburn, I've seen him play in person. I know he can turn a corner and go, you know, make some big plays. And I think Rick Dennison, you know, as offensive coordinator and what he brings and his familiarity with Gary Kubiak, you know, is it going to change with Kyle Shanahan? And I think the general feeling I get from talking to the guys is we want it to change to the point where we're running the ball better. Mm-hmm. But we're still going to be an explosive offensive team.
Yeah, Texans had the number one passing offense in the league last year, of course. But I got to ask you about something. The tour bus that you're on here kind of passed over Houston last year, went from San Antonio to New Orleans. I understand you got a little bit of grief about that today.
No, I got grief today. I mean, Matt Schaub walked into the bus and handed me a map of Houston to make sure I knew my way around. And that was the one thing about last year when we did this tour. It's the first time we've done this training camp tour. And even though the Madden Cruisers have been notorious, Madden never went around the training camp, so what I did last year was a first. And I saw 23 teams in 24 days. But when I looked at the schedule originally, and we started at Jerry's World, at the Cowboys Stadium, and he gave us a tour of it, then we went down to San Antonio to see the Cowboys. Then I noticed there was a gap in the schedule in which we were going straight from the Cowboys, San Antonio, driving straight through Houston, wave to the Texans, don't even stop, and go to New Orleans, because why? Because of Brett Favre, because we were a little paranoid that Brett would decide to play, and they wanted us to be in the Hattiesburg, Mississippi region, just in case. And I actually filed my own protest, but I lost that one. But there was no question we were going to stop and see the Texans this year.
Well, we're glad to have you down here this year. Of course, Matt Schaub, you met with him up here in the bus. Led the league in passing yards last year. How close do you think he is to being in that conversation among the top quarterbacks in the league?
He's in the top 12. Type guys. And listen, that's a special guy. Think about it. We're talking about the toughest position in sport, in my opinion, and he's in a top 12 type guy. Statistically, he put up great numbers. Man himself sat here and said, hey, the one area I really need to improve on is the 15 interceptions. I need to get that to single digits. Can he help him close out some of those games in the last 2 or 4 minutes that they lost, you know? But, you know, some of those, there was a fumble. Chris Brown, the kicker, had to have a better, you know, better season, has to have a better season, or Neil Rackers is going to be kicking for the Texans. But I think that's a healthy competition. And then, you know, it's really a question, you know, can Schaub continue to stay upright and healthy for 16 games? Because that was a big theme and very important to Schaub and very important to Coach Gary Kubiak, that he can prove that durability was one of his strengths too.
Andre Johnson, I want to ask about him really quickly. You've covered the NFL for a long time, since the late 80s, if I'm not mistaken. What do you think about him compared to some of the other receivers that you've seen in your time covering the league?
He is, along with Calvin Johnson, as gifted a receiver as there's been in this league and in this generation. I mean, Jerry Rice was unique. He doesn't have the gifts that Calvin Johnson and Andre Johnson have. But, you know, what's neat, interesting, when you talk about those receivers, they have something in common. None of them were divas.
Yeah.
We always see guys as divas, but Andre Johnson, all you ever hear about him, he's the hardest worker on the team. Doesn't say a word. His, you know, his size, his athleticism, his strength, ability to make plays, you know, it's off the charts. So when I rank receivers in this league right now, he's number one. And I love Larry Fitzgerald, but I still think if you were starting a team, said, I want a receiver, I got to have one. I think Andre Johnson, if you took general managers, 32 of them, who are you going to take? I got a feeling Andre might be the first guy off the board. Yeah. Calvin Johnson and Larry Fitzgerald would be pretty close.
Anything about the team surprise you at all in your meetings with Coach Kubiak or anybody else or anything that you saw down here?
You know, not surprise me, because I expected to hear about the determination to run the football better, more effectively, for a lot of reasons. First of all, good red zone teams run the ball well down there. You know, the main thing is Owen Daniels, the tight end, you know, having a little setback from rehab. Will he be ready for that opener against the Colts? Because I can tell you from being around Peyton Manning recently that Peyton feels as energized as ever and feels that this could be as good as any team he's played for. That opener against the Colts, that anticipation of that. You know, D'Amico Ryan's acknowledging that, you know, not having Brian Cushing those first four games is tough. I mean, you lose a Pro Bowl player. And, you know, but still a level of confidence that this is a much deeper roster than they've ever had.
A little bit off topic, but I wanted to ask you, I know you're very involved in everything in the league, the labor agreement and the discussions with that. Where do you think we'll be a year from now with that?
I think we're going to have the drama in March where, you know, we don't have a labor agreement. You know, I hope I'm wrong. Everybody does. I think that, you know, as we, there's going to be a draft. We know that. But, you know, if it goes up into training camp September, you think about this. You know, there is a downside for the owners in that they're trying to sell season tickets. You're going to make a lot of fans angry, you know, because nobody wants to hear the billionaire versus millionaire fight, no matter what the economy is, because ultimately the customer is still the customer. I really believe, even though I personally am opposed to an 18-game regular season, I really believe that's going to be the foundation, the centerpiece of why this deal gets done. And that is because there's a lot of answers in there. In other words, okay, players, it's going to be 18 games. There's going to be more money in the pool because the TV contracts are going to be bigger. We're going to expand rosters, so there's going to be more jobs for more players. Maybe we'll throw in an extra bye week in there so you can get healed up. You know, instead of one bye, there's two byes.
Right.
You know, the season will end probably the third week in February, right? Maybe around, you know, George Washington's birthday. And we'll have longer-term post-career health care in case you're worried about your career is getting cut short. There'll be a rookie hard cap. And both sides have already proposed that. So we know that's coming. And then how that money is redistributed and guaranteed to the players. I think there's a lot of answers in the 18-game season, even though I don't like it. It's a fact of life. I think that it's coming.
Before I let you go, I have to ask you one more question about this rock star lifestyle you got here on the tour bus. You're taking pictures out of practice, signing autographs, pictures plastered up on the side. What's that all like for you?
Well, first of all, I'm not a rock star. And like I said before, one thing I found out last year was never about Chris Mortensen coming to camp. It was really about the bus coming to camp. So the one thing about being on TV, it makes you visible. And I always said this. I said, sometimes when people put you on TV, they think you're somebody. But then if you just check with my family, they know I'm just Chris Mortensen.
Well, thank you very much, Chris. I know you're going to Arizona next. Good luck on the tour, and thanks for stopping by with us.
All right, thank you.
Well, there you have it, our discussion with Chris Mortensen of ESPN. After Houston, Mortensen went on to Arizona to visit the Cardinals in training camp, and he's probably making his way into San Diego sometime right about now. I actually interviewed him in the same seat on his bus that you may have seen Matt Schaub or Gary Kubiak or Matt Leinart talking to him in, but you're probably not going to see me on TV anytime soon. Anyway, thanks for listening to the Bullpen Blitz. Check back with us on Friday for another episode of the podcast. And stay up to date with the latest news and Texans training camp coverage on HoustonTexans.com.